This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrison Building Supply. State Senator Floyd Przanski with us. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, Colin, good morning. Hope you're having a good day.
Well, I know that it's been a very busy time and a lot of work ahead for lawmakers in Salem. Starting out, wanted to ask about yesterday's passage of the state school fund.
Well, the school fund, yeah, this is one of those situations. It looks like things are moving forward. That's one of the major budgets for us to need to address and tackle during any the long sessions where we set the budget for the next 2 years, and schools can anticipate what will be coming in their direction from the state.
Now, yesterday, passing out of the House, and I guess it was already in the Senate first, is that correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so $9.3 billion budget, a increase, and I understand that's a record amount.
It is, from all indications. I do not remember ever having one posted that high, but with the forecast that came out about 3 weeks ago, if I remember correctly, it really was a game changer as to what we could do. The question really came down for the Ways and Means personnel and the tri-chairs to decide on where would the money be allocated from to ensure that we have consistency and stability still within the other areas that need to be funded. So I am not up to speed as to where they made the final decision of where that extra $300 million was going to be coming from. I think it was from two different pots of money. So the good part is that we are now being able to fund the schools at a more adequate level to ensure better outcomes and consistencies, ensuring that districts can do the hiring they need to do to maintain their personnel and their staff and the teachers.
And it was interesting because over the course of this, I mean, over the course of last year, schools have had so many different things to deal with. There's been some extra infusion of federal funds and things to help. And moving forward to get this amount, a lot of people have obviously expressed happiness. At the same time, though, my understanding was that the Republican proposal was actually higher.
Well, yes, you know, we're in a politics, you know, that's what this game is, and it's, you know, clearly they're trying to outpace us and show that they would put more in. You know, the question for me is, if they were in the position of the majorities, would they be taking the same position of advocacy for more than even the largest sum we've ever given? I mean, I don't think that is as prudent as we would see them in the if things were, let's say, different numbers.
Now, what about other budgets? I'm sure there are a lot of budgets left to get passed through the legislative session.
Well, we're at end of that component right now, where budgets, major agency budgets, are going to the floor. We have completed most of the budget work, at least the pub sub that I'm in. We have done all of the budgets. We are now waiting for assignment of policy bills that were sent to Ways and Means, knowing that they were going to take additional revenue or take revenue to actually be implemented. The tri-chairs of the Ways and Means, two senators and one representative, stated that they hope to have everything released in the sense of budget starting to go into the subcommittees for policy bills either today, they said the end of this week, or the beginning of next. So it's quite interesting, and we're kind of in this really quick lull, but it's going to kick up very quickly because we have only until June 27th under the mandate of the Constitution for how long we can stay in session without extending it by a two-thirds vote.
So just over 3 weeks left, do you think everything will get done in time?
I do. I'll say that at least on the Senate side, this is one of those little surprising things. This last week, meaning this current week that we're in, there was not the requirement to read every bill word for word, and we were able to start getting back into a more normal sense of passage of bills in the sense of the number in a shorter period of time. Yesterday, we were able to get through 21 bills in just over an hour and a half. And because we are already on track with all of the other bills that we have loaded for consideration, it was determined that the Senate would not have a floor session today. The House, on the other hand, they are behind. Yesterday or the day before, the count was 80 bills that were in their hopper. to be moving through their process on the floor, not including all the other bills that will be coming. I understood late last night that they may be not working today either on the floor, which is surprising for me.
And that is because I've been talking to some of the House members in the past few weeks. They've had some very lengthy sessions, added morning sessions as well, and sometimes been going into the evening.
That's true. One of the things that's interesting is they stopped requiring the bills to be read over there much sooner than we did, about 2 weeks, maybe, I'm going to say at least 2 weeks before we started this week. But they're still taking a lot of time on every bill, or virtually every bill that's going to the floor, with a lot of questions, a lot of discussion. And some people are saying, well, this is just a different tactic instead of seeing them do a requirement of reading the bills. They're just taking more time processing the bills by arguing or advocating or just stating stuff on the record.
One of your areas, of course, is judiciary. What's been going on in there?
Well, our policy committees have basically shut down as of last week. Friday was the last day to remove all of the policy bills that were from the second chamber. So for all the House bills, I had in my committee to be moved out of my committee. Thursday is the day that we have a four-day run per week, and we were able to get all of the bills done that last week. We had one that we went back and did an amendment. So with that one, because the posting deadline was still 24 hours, that one was the only bill we had to do on Thursday, which was the last day for the of the week for the committee to be meeting. So we are now basically at a what's called the call of the chair as to coming back into a committee. We will not be meeting again because the committee itself has done all the policy work that we'll do. If we had bills being referred to us right now, that would be a means of killing the bill, because the president will not reopen the judiciary or any other policy committee at this point.
So what's some of your main focuses this week and next?
Well, I think the real important part is getting all of the budgets done that need to get done so we can be on route to get out on time on the 27th. Then the policy bills that are down in Ways and Means, many of them that came from judiciary, both House and Senate, are needing to be considered for funding, and we're waiting to see exactly what the tri-chairs and leadership, meaning the Speaker and the President, their two offices have decided as to what they will fund. There will be winners and losers again, and this process, just like a policy bill that doesn't take money to be implemented, you'll see individual policies either not being funded or partially funded and being modified through the Ways and Means process. So I will be standing by for assistance as the chair of Senate Judiciary to help try to move some of the policy bills forward when they go into a subcommittee for work. Since I'm on the subcommittee for public safety, I expect most of those bills that came out of judiciary will be coming through the subcommittee that I will be serving on.
What's the status of some of the things that you've been proposing in terms of bills in the legislature?
Well, there's good and there's bad. This is the sausage-making time where people really start doing a lot of weird and unusual stuff. I've been working on some of the judicial reform as well as on criminal justice, as well as some of the police conduct, trying to ensure that the bills that are going through have the intended purpose without having the unintended consequences. We have one bill that I'm very concerned with, House Bill 2002, which is starting to get a lot of play. Last night, there's now a movement from opponents bringing out the shortcomings of that bill. This is a bill that was put together, I think, with a lot of people participating during the off-season, but they did not, I think, bring the right people to the table to ensure they wouldn't have unintended consequences. Specifically, this is an area of limiting officers' contact with citizens in traffic stops as well as on low-level misdemeanors. And public safety is something that we can't forget, and I'm afraid that in this situation that is in jeopardy. And so we'll be working on trying to get that bill modified or maybe have it sit for another session and actually get another broader perspective and group together, and including citizen involvement, to actually look through that. Other bills that we have that are moving forward, I'm pleased that we're dealing with some of the areas of concern from police contacts, interfering with a police officer, ensuring that that particular law is not going to violate someone's constitutional rights to protest their government and seek redress. I carried that bill 2 days ago on the floor, and that one is now going to the governor. And this is a modification just in ensuring that if someone is not breaking the law and they're out just civil protesting, that they're not going to be required to leave and basically stop their protest. Again, if they're not breaking the law by damaging property, hurting individuals, they should have the right to have redress for their government and going, quote-unquote, to the streets to protest.
All right, out of time for now. A lot going on. We'll check in again soon. State Senator Floyd Przanski, thanks for being on.
Kyle, thank you. I hope you do have a wonderful day.
8:42, the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.